Brown Mom Squad.
Mom!
Well, it is true. Typically, each and every Wednesday, the fabulous Madtown Mom Squad would be joining me. Of course, real mamas having real conversations. But as Madtown, you might know or might not have heard yet, I just made the announcement that I'm so honored and excited to be taking my journey on to the fabulous sister station that we have here of Magic 98 and gracing the airwaves as your new at-work midday girl from 10 to 3. And you know what? Absolutely, the journey has been going on with these three wonderful women that I'm just so thankful for and truly blessed to have. Of course, is the Mom Squad that will be joining me on this journey. So again, Shanna Powell is in the house along with her beautiful daughters Naya and Willow, and we also have Dr. Jasmine on the phone and Karina Crade. Hello, girls. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. We're so excited for you.
Yes, we are. Yes, what a journey.
Congratulations, Krista. We're so happy for you.
Well, it has been such a ball creating the Madtown Mom Squad on 93.1 Jams. I mean, you know what? To me, it was everything. I mean, because, you know, being mamas, we needed to get that word out, you know, to help out each other. And so this ride on Jams has just been tremendous. So, I mean, Shanna, you're here. Tell me, I don't know.
It's been unbelievable. It started as just like a conversation, and that's the gist of it, was just, you know, us deciding that we just need to talk about mom stuff and just having conversations with your girlfriends or your fellow moms or whatever. It seems to be the best medicine for cures and hacks and all these things. And we just, how it just started with one conversation at the Thirsty Goat. Isn't that where we met?
It is.
Yeah. And we had some, you know, a cocktail, and we talked, and we all, the chemistry, I think, between, I mean, Krista and I already knew each other, but we just clicked, all of us. And I think we all had something just beautiful to share, and we've all taken the little things that we know and just it's just blossomed. And just 93.1, Josh and I won a boat trip, like right when we moved to this area. I don't know how I won it, but here on the station, and we went out on the lake, and it was so much fun. And I got to see real Krista. Cocktails, Krista, dancing, Krista.
Yes.
And she was, I thought to myself, this woman is so full of energy and so full of life. She makes me want to be happy. And you've shared that with everybody, and your energy and your charisma and your everything is inspiring. So I'm so proud of you for everything that you do, and I love you so much.
I love you. I love you.
You're fabulous.
You know, a lot of people, you know, may not know, like, again, how the Madtown Mom Squad happened. You know, it was just an idea. And at the time, too, you know, Karina Crade and myself were on TV doing 57. And I'm just like, I had this idea, talked to her. And I'm like, you know what? I need to then create this realm of fabulous women. And of course, you know, Shanna, you are top of mind for me. I mean, you're a beautiful mom with five kids, and you know, you're top knowledge. And again, Karina just being adorable, very vocal, having little kiddos. And then I was remembering, I'm like, I need to have a professional. Mm-hmm. We need to have a doctor. And I remember putting it out on Facebook. I'm like, looking for a doctor. Let me know. And Dr. Jazz was the first one to reach out to me.
Of course she was.
And then remember, Jazz? I met you at a coffee shop. Remember
that?
Yeah,
someone tagged me on the post.
Yeah. And then
here we are.
And I was just like, these three women, this is it. You three were it. And then we met at the Thirsty Goat, and then it blossomed from there. So
it's a happy
thank
thing.
You for that.
Yeah.
So yeah, Karina, it's crazy, girl, right? It's been a long
ride. It's been so amazing. Can I just quickly tell you a story about our first conversation about this? Because you and I, Krista, we knew each other. You know, obviously you mentioned we were hosts on a local TV show, and we were friends, but we never really had that, like, moment where we were, like, really close in that conversation as moms.
Yeah.
And you had called me, and I was in a Target, you know, like, representing the moms.
Best
here.
Best place on earth. Yep.
Shopping at Target.
Love it.
And I get a call from you, and you start telling me about this idea. And I think at this point you were talking about this brilliant, amazing mom with five kids, And then I think you had not met Dr. Jazz at this point, but you were like about to. Mm-hmm. And you were like, what do you think? You were like trying to get my opinions about like what I want to do it. And you were telling me about your vision and just, you know, all your passion was pouring out through the phone. And I'm walking around Target, but I was really sad. I'll tell you why. I had just found out my daughter was kind of going through some tough stuff. She was just born. I think she was like 3 months. And we were just kind of going through some stuff, you know, like every other parent in the world. Yeah. And I just was like, you know, Krista, I'm feeling really scared right now. And I told you, I was like, you know, my daughter's going through some hard stuff. And you just pivoted and you were so there for me. And you were just so wonderful and warm. You were like, girl, I'm here for you. I'm a phone call away. What do you need? Like, and we just stopped talking about this. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I got off the phone. I was like, yeah, let me call you and we can, you know, maybe get together. And this is when we were talking about getting together with all the other women. And I got off the phone and I said, oh my God, I was so supported and loved by Krista. And she was this mama that I admired, you know, and we worked together, but it was like this moment of just closeness. And I said, that's what she's trying to create with Madison Mom Squad. That's what she does on the radio show. She wants that. She has this natural ability to make moms feel so special and loved. And that's what you're doing. And I'm just so honored to have done this with you and then move on with you to, you know, the next step in journey in your life. So I just, that's just like, you are just a shining light in my light. And I'm so honored to be a part of this team. And then all, you know, it's like, so how cool you've done this and your vision came out into the world.
Oh
yeah.
Thank you, Karina. That means a lot to me. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I do. It was something that, again, you know, it's so important, and mama's worked so hard. I mean, the biggest love, of course, as we all know, is our children.
But it can be lonely. It can feel lonely sometimes.
Absolutely.
And I think it's
so lonely.
That's, for me, what you know, inspired me to, you know, for some of the topics that we've done that have been just beautifully painful. Like, some of the things that we've talked about have been difficult. But I think those are the things that create change or create healing, are those difficult things.
And right.
That's why I think it's just awesome.
And then, you know, for Dr. Jasmine Zapata to join us, it was like, you know, the topping
She's
on
a
the
force,
cake.
Just I mean, I know.
Hello, Jazz, like, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, this, just reflecting on these last few years is just amazing. When I had the opportunity to join, I was just so excited to be able to be in a space where, yes, I'm a doctor, but also to talk about motherhood and family and just all of the dynamics that go on with that. And one of my favorite, I've just been reflecting on memories over the last few years with Mom Squad. And one of the things that I've loved the most is being on it myself, but also the opportunity to bring in special guests to talk about their experiences. We've had mothers who've lost children to overdose. We've had therapists come in. We've had people with, we've had police officers come in. We've had children officers coming in. Our own kids have come in, like, to be able to share this space with others so that they can elevate their voice. And we all have these great conversations has just been amazing. So it's been an honor to be on this journey with you all, and I'm excited for the future.
I know. Yeah. Well, speaking about having our kiddos, Shanna Powell does have her two beautiful daughters in the house, and I know they're very proud. They're just, you know, they're working hard. You know, Willow and Naya, they're just playing with the guitars, and I know Willow's got her little headphones on. Willow, how excited are you about your mom moving over to Magic 98 with the Madtown Mom Squad?
Nothing. Naya, how about you?
Oh, Naya,
she's raising
her
hand.
Yes.
I'm really excited.
Fabulous.
I know.
Thank you
are.
Naya.
Me too.
There
Yay!
We go.
Because you have a rock star mom, right?
Yes.
Yes, and I've known these cutie patooties since I moved here. Since they were in diapers. And, you know, a lot of people don't know this, too. You know, I wanted to move to Madison. I was doing mornings in Kalamazoo, Michigan for 8 years. And I have a beautiful stepdaughter, Raven, who is now 23 years old. And she lived here. And I was like, you know, as a daughter of a father, and, you know, with Travis, and I'm like, you know, I was like, we need to give back, together. I want us to get closer to Raven. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I waited for about 3 years because this is such a beautiful city. They don't move. I mean, this is the place to live.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. So when I saw the opportunity, of course, then I applied and I was like, we're moving to Madison. And
hitting Llano Street.
And we're going to Llano Street. And, my daughter Gia just absolutely loves it. And, Travis loves it here. And it's just met the most tremendous people in Madison. Yeah.
It was really cool. The very first day we talked, Krista and Travis had this blow up bouncy house in their backyard. And my girls peeped that from the window and they're like, oh, bouncy house. And I'm like, no, we can't just go over to our people's houses and start randomly. And then I think you spotted us and we went out and you're like, come on over.
Right.
And it was immediate, almost like we had been friends for our entire lives. It was so awesome. It was just, and then every day we just got a little bit more. And Uncle Travis, I need you to fix my stroller. Uncle Travis. We always called him Uncle Travis. And he would come over and fix everything. And we made cookies for Krista. And we'd drink Bloody Marys. And we just lived. And it was awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the awesomeness will continue now.
Yes, it will.
With you women. And I'm so very thrilled. Again, Madtown, what you have enjoyed in the mornings, you can now enjoy with us as we take our mom cars on over to Magic 98 now from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So I'm so ecstatic. Thank you, ladies, for everything that you have shared. You are such a highlight in my life. Mad respect. You are all lady bosses, and I'm just so thrilled and blessed to have you. So thank you for everything you've done here with me on this show.
Magic 98, here we go.
Thank you, Krista. We love and love you.
And I'm so thankful for all of our listeners that tune in. One a funny story. I was at an event out at a park outside a couple weeks ago, and someone came up and was like, wait, I recognize your voice. You're Dr. Jazz from Jams and Madtown Mom Squad. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that just happened.
That happened to me at a park one time.
Yeah, that's so awesome. But we love our listeners that tune in, who called in. And so we're just thankful for you all too.
Yeah, so we're not going anywhere.
No. Listen, the Jams peeps are friends.
Yeah.
They are my love. They are my family. You are my family, and they will always be. So join this bigger family now as we move on.
Yeah,
so
families grow.
Families grow.
They're blended families.
We are blended families.
There you go.
I love you, ladies. Thank you so much.
Love you.
Love everybody.
And we'll talk soon on Magic 98.
Okay.
All right, bye, honey.